Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. One out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton bunts towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinton for the out. McDowell moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Horton reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demeter bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. Price bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Stanley moves to second. two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Euler reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Stanley scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Landis pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Euler moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Price and he is out, Euler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Norm Cash pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Bill Freehan now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Gladding covering. Safe. Davalillo moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Lee May pinch hits for Don Demeter. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Davalillo scores. Alvis moves to third. Horton moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. John Hiller now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Hiller juggles the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Davalillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 11-5, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.